Blog Talk Radio.
Readers Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Good evening and welcome to Readers Entertainment Radio. This is your monthly dose of Behind the Mask, and tonight we go behind the mask with Daniel Vest. We're going to talk about his work and his upcoming project, Codename Zeus. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Thank you for having me, Ed. I appreciate taking the time to do this.
I'm glad you could join us. Let's get started by talking about your background and what kind of things brought you to the point of being ready to do a comic.
I have always, you know, been able to have the ability to draw. I'd be drawing things out of the newspaper, like Hagar the Horrible and all that. And one day my sister said, "Did you trace that?" And I said, "No, I didn't." "She, you sure you didn't trace that?" And so there was always an ability there. And then as I got older, I read comic books. I loved Fantastic Four. I would read that. I read Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, who's also one of my favorites. And as I got older, I thought, I want to do this. I want to get, you know, I have stories within me. I have the ability to draw. I want to do this. So at one point, I went to the Vancouver Film School and also to study 2D animation because I saw a Disney movie that I would love to be able to animate what I do as well. Anyway, but when I got out of there, I ended up at a company called Daz 3D, and they build 3D models. They built it for a program called Poser, and they would sell it over their website. And I would do product imagery for them. I even helped set up the 3D products so that how you can move the arm and stuff. I'd help set up the parameters so that arm could move good and not look terrible as the arm bends and what have you. But as I got into this 3D realm and using these models, and Daz also came out with their own program to pose and light and animate these figures called Daz Studio, I decided I want to do my comic book, which I already had in mind, codenamed Zeus, in 3D. And that people have tried in the past, but I feel with Daz Studio that I can achieve something that has not been seen before in 3D and comic books.
Okay. You had a... you know, classically trained, I guess you could say, in graphic
yep.
design and illustration, and
yep.
then kind of went into the animation realm and then kind of combined them into the 3D artwork that you're currently working on.
Right.
Okay.
I feel that in order to work in 3D, now this is my personal opinion, I'm sure that there are others out there who agree with me, that it's good to have a good solid 2D background as you go into 3D, especially in animation as well. I think that you understand gravity more or how a figure moves more, squash and stretch. I feel that helps. How it has helped me move these 3D characters by learning 2D animation.
Okay.
So I was classically trained, graphic design, and 2D animation as well. So, and it's helped me in my 3D career.
Now, your first foray, I guess, into comic books was doing some cover art, was it not?
Yes, it was. I did some cover art for a company called Blue Water Productions, and they did... some comic books based on, there was one called Judo Girl. There was one they even had that was a sequel to the original Clash of the Titans called Wrath of the Titans. and it was actually had Ray Harryhausen's name on it, who did all the special effects for these older movies. And so I did the cover of issue 3 for that with Perseus on there, and did it in 3D, and I did a couple of others for him for Judo Girl, and also did another character they have called the 10th Muse. So yeah, I had begun to push myself in the comic book realm using these and actually making a living at it. So it's been kind of fun being able to take other people's characters and be able to do what I do as well.
Well, I saw some of the cover work. Was that considered the 3D that you're working now, or was that traditional 2D? Because it looked very vivid.
It was 3D. All of that was 3D. Basically it's about lighting and how you light the figure and all that to make it very vibrant. And also Photoshop helps a lot in that aspect as well to bring out more color and what have you. So,
you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. I was just reading an article a couple of days ago of all things soap operas and why they look so flat. And they said that the main reason was because of the lighting.
Yes. Yes. During my career, as I was learning 3D, I had to, you know, as you're learning 2D, you do learn about lighting, but when you actually have a 3D model that you're playing with, lighting becomes even more of an issue, that you have to make sure that the lighting is hitting the figure just right. Color of the lighting, intensity of it, all this kind of stuff you have to take in consideration. And, you know, not just the lighting, the main lighting that hit it, but is there ambient lighting coming in from somewhere else to help light that figure and help it even stand out even more?
Now, I worked a little bit in stage production in high school and college, so I do understand lighting to a degree.
Right.
But it's a whole lot easier being able to actually move a light and shine it on somebody or something till you get the look right, I would think, than trying to do it. I don't know. Is doing it digitally seem easier?
I think it's probably about the same, Ed. I think it's probably... it's a little different because... Not a little different, but it is... there are other aspects that I had to take in place. Now that I'm doing things in 3D and I'm not doing it in 2D, how does the lighting hit the fabric? I have to know how the fabric responds to lighting as well, because sometimes the fabric won't look right. So I have to take into that aspect as well and change fabric settings as well, or skin settings, or, you know. So, yeah, it's a little harder.
So if somebody's wearing a dark color or whatever, it's going to absorb more of the light based on the principles of light than if somebody's wearing a bright red or bright blue or something like that.
And if you don't, it can come off very flat looking, and if you don't take in and set the settings on, you know, I had to take in glossiness of that fabric into account, whether it's plastic or metal or whatever. I have to go in and make sure that's all setting is all correct. So that the lighting will light it correctly.
Okay. Well, it definitely is interesting. I've never had a chance to work with any kind of modeling software. I suggest
Daz Studio, because you can get a version from them at Daz3D.com for free.
Oh, wow. It's good to know.
And they do have, like, a professional version that you can... that you can buy as well, but you can get a toned-down version just to give it a try for free, and I think it has even a male and a female figure in there to work with and have some fun.
Okay.
So, it's a lot of fun, and you can morph these characters. Every person, like in Codename Zeus, every male is the same model, just morphed. Every female is the same character, just morph. You can get in there and even change the shape of the eye, or, you know, raise the nose up and down and widen the nostrils.
Okay.
You can get in that detail with these figures.
Now, speaking of Codename Zeus, you're primarily an artist, but you had this brainchild for this story.
I did.
Codename Zeus.
I did. When I was in junior high, the first subject that ever grabbed my attention and held me was when my teacher, Mrs. Johnson, discussed Greek mythology. And I just ate it up and loved it. And as I started going forward, I thought, how can I combine Greek mythology in a modern-day setting? And a lot of people come up and ask me, well, that's Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. And I'm like, this is totally different. This goes
right
into...
the son of Zeus.
Yes. And he was son of Poseidon, and these are the children of the gods. Mine is what happened to the gods, because all their myths and legends suddenly stopped along the way. We're not talking just about Greek. We're talking about Aztec. We're talking about Egyptian, Norse. All this stuff just stopped. And the story behind Codename Zeus is what happened to all these mythological gods. And why are they starting to appear in people, in human hosts, now, set now? And the main character is named Sam Williams. Now, Sam is, he was a childhood actor. He set out, he's kind of a brat, you know, kind of arrogant, you know, raised in Hollywood. And he ended up joining a boy band at one point because he loved to sing. Now, there was a tragedy that struck this boy band where he is the only survivor of this accident that happens. And afterwards he tries to start his own solo career, doesn't happen, ends up getting a scholarship from a company in New York called Olympus Corp to go to Brown University. And this is where the story takes off, is him going to Brown University. There's a virus out there called the Pandorian virus that is, people are dying from it. They talk about it on the news and all that kind of stuff. And he has the symptoms of this. And anyway, this virus and all this is his beginning journey into transforming into the god Zeus. And he as he's going along, he learns that he learns about what happened to the Greek gods and how, or all the gods, and how they're starting to come out within himself, within these other people that he becomes friends with at the university. He's at a fraternity where Olympus Corp has set up this fraternity, and he won a scholarship through Olympus Corp. And so it's just a journey of going to school, discovering more about himself, and also discovering he has these abilities. He can throw lightning. They control lightning at one point. His powers will be growing as he goes along.
Now, you said you first got the love of Greek mythology in junior high. When did this idea come to you?
About 10 years ago, it came to me. And when I've, you know, it's gone through some different variations, and it's just been a project that's been close to my heart. I've been trying to pursue my career in comics. I haven't, and get my career as an artist going before I've really pushed Codename Zeus out there. And now I've had people come in from Hollywood and say, oh, we want to change this, make it live action, and all this kind of stuff. And I'm just focusing on getting the comic book out. And I brought in a writer. His name is Mark Woolsey, and he actually took and wrote a pilot script for Codename Zeus. And it was so awesome that I've now had him writing the first issue of Codename Zeus.
So he kind of took your idea and developed it into more storyline type elements where you've got, you know, A to B to C kind of thing.
Right. He actually took everything in my head and tied it all together. I mean, I had certain things I wanted to happen, have happen, and certain ways that these guys get their powers, and so he took all of that, put his own little twist on it, and brought it to the point where I was so content with that story and so happy with it that I feel that it's now's the time to push this story, get it out there. We've already had a following on Facebook for Codename Zeus, but it's growing even more as people are reading the new stuff that's on Zeus and moving towards what Mark has put into it, what I put into it. And so he really helped me get it organized, because I think sometimes you can get too close to a project. And I've been living and breathing this one for a while, and when Mark came in with new, you know, to take my stuff and add new blood to it, it was time.
You had mentioned before the show about working with Mark and how he really just hit the nail on the head for you.
Yep.
I mean, did you guys do a Vulcan mind melt, or did he just, you know? Did you just do a brain dump for him, and he wrote down every little detail, or?
Well, you know, we just long conversations. He lives back east. I live in the middle, in the west, and it was just phone calls. And he went through each one of the characters and asked, okay, how does this person relate to this person, and how does that happen, and what have you, and just help me. You know,
of course,
he knows things about back east. You know, the tale now takes place.
Right, it's hard to set something in New York if you don't know what New York's like.
Yeah, and you know, it's set in Rhode Island at Brown University, and there's a carnival there called Waterfire, and part of that, the story in the first pilot takes place there, and I've never been there, so it's been great having somebody from back there come in and say, okay, this is what's happening. I have the new PR person that she's from Rhode Island. She's just thrilled that you know, she's like, I know everything that's going on here, you know, where you set this. So it's been kind of fun to have that happen.
Well, I'll have to definitely get you back and bring Mark along. My first guests actually on the show were Mark Ryan and Mike Grell, who collaborated on a project. And they both talked about how the other one kind of got the feel of the other, and to build on that and to play on that when they were working on their project called The Pilgrim. And it sounds like you and Mark have a similar symbiotic relationship.
We do. In fact, I actually got to sit on a panel a couple of years ago at a film festival with those two, with Mike Grell, and talk about you know, a geek sitting at a toy store looking at action figures. I was like, this is awesome. It's just cool, because you know, here I was just pushing Zeus out there, and so, you know, I was the newbie, and it was really cool to be able to sit on a panel with them and talk about where I'm going and what I do, and so you know, it was a experience that any big boy would just be salivating over.
Oh, I was in awe actually having the opportunity to interview them. I know where you're coming from. So yeah. Now, what's the next step for Codename Zeus? You've got some story, and you just have to get the artwork done. And then go the next step, or what's next in the process?
this is where we're at. Mark is now writing the issue one based off the pilot script that he wrote for me. I am in the middle, as he's doing that, I'm in the middle of setting up all the 3D assets for issue one. I'm getting characters put together, scenes, start out with a tour bus. I have to find, you know, get a tour bus going, 3D tour bus that I got to figure out how I'm going to do. And so, I'm getting this, gathering all this together. And as soon as that script hits my hand, I'm hitting the ground running and just start rendering. One of the things that takes a lot of time with doing a comic book this way is the rendering time. Once you light the scene, once you got the camera angles you want, you then have to hit a button that says render it, and it takes in all the shadows from the lights and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, it could be hours later when you have a final render.
Right. But now you've already got the characters
formulated,
and you've done several graphics of each of those that you've got in mind, at least for the first part of Zeus. You said eventually there's going to be more to come. Getting these guys right now, you've already got them visualized. Now, I definitely don't want to leave without being able to tell our listeners where they can find out more. You can let people know where you are online, where they can find Zeus online, and look at some of the graphics and the models that you've got going on.
Well, definitely, we've just got the website for CodenameZeus.com, but it's not put together yet. But however, until that's up, they can go to Facebook, look me up, Daniel Vest, or there is also a group dedicated to Codename Zeus. We have about 1,600 people following us. We also have on my personal account about 4,200 people following me myself. And so you want to go to look at the galleries. I'm also on MySpace. You can look me up there. Facebook is probably the more up-to-date of where Codename Zeus is and imagery. And go in there, check out the characters. The characters are a lot of fun. One of my favorite characters from Codename Zeus is Medusa. She's a good guy. She's got snake tusks instead of snake heads. She freezes people. She's a martial artist. She's like the Wolverine of the group. So people seem to gravitate towards her. We have Medusa. We have Poseidon. We're going to have Gaia. Gaia, her name's Gabby. She is a Beverly Hills teenager who controls rocks. Yeah, she's happy about that, let me tell you. She, she's the one getting the nails dirty. So, and we also have Hermes. Hermes is a speedster, fast. He, attitude, very dark individual. That's what makes differentiates him from different speedsters that have been out there. Like the Flash, he's in bright colors. Most speedsters are bright. He's very dark and gothic. And we have Hephaestus, who builds and is super strong. He's about 16-year-old going to Brown University, and he's just a young kid who he also really kind of worships Sam. He loves the music that he's done in the past. So now one of his idols is here, and so he's kind of like a little puppy dog following Sam around. And so go check out the characters. They're a lot of fun, and you'll see that the what I've been accomplishing through 3D that I feel that hasn't been done before in comic books. So,
well, I definitely love the graphics that you've done so far.
Thank you.
And I definitely don't want to minimize Codename Zeus by any means, but on the horizon you've got some work that you've done for an upcoming series called World of the Crystal Moon.
Yes, World of the Crystal Moon is a novel written by Phil Jones, and he saw my work and came to me and said, I need character renders for the front of my book. Now, Phil has done unusual stuff. He actually released the book before they were actually edited. And book one and two have already been out there. But what he did is he's going around to like Costco's and Sam's Clubs and selling the books and giving out his phone number and email address and saying, okay, call me, don't like something. Call me, like something. Call me. So he's actually used the fan base to finish the final first edition of World of the Crystal Moon. And I did all the character renders that are in the front of the book of each of the characters. And he's releasing the official release of the first edition is on August 21st. And we're having a big thing up in, like, up at the Salt Lake Library, City Library. They're shutting it down, and they're having a release party, and I'll be there signing the book, and also hopefully to have some Zeus stuff there to sell. But also, I have a friend that came to me and said, you can morph these figures to look any way you want. So when you go to Facebook, you'll see a commission work where I actually took a friend of mine's daughter and morphed it, the figure to look like her daughter and put her next to a dragon. And so I've got comics, I got this novel, and it's kind of fun to have somebody come in and say to me, please put my daughter in with the dragon and render me a picture. So and she was thrilled. I mean, when I morph these characters and have to look like a certain somebody, which I kind of did with Hermes. I kind of made him look like Taylor Lautner.
I did kind of notice that resemblance.
So, it is capable to make these figures look like anybody. And so that's another thing I do. If anybody, wants to come and say, I want to be in a picture, or even if they, like I said, I've done stuff for other comic companies. Come to me and say, oh, I need a She-Hulk or I want this. I can do that. I can do that in 3D. So, the sky's the limit what I can do.
Okay. Well, so we've got, they can see some of your work at Blue Water Comics. Because you did some cover work there.
Yes, and Facebook. Facebook is where you're going to find most of my stuff.
Right. Facebook, either look up Daniel Vest or look up Codename Zeus.
Exactly.
I know you do have some of your graphics also on your MySpace account.
Yes,
and then some of your work, there's a whole gallery of your work for the Worlds of the Crystal Moon website, worldsofthecrystalmoon.com.
Yes.
So you're kind of getting it all out there, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I love it when people come to me and ask me to, do their characters. It's kind of fun because I've even had people come to me who, can you do my Dungeons & Dragons character? Well, yeah. And the cool thing about this is I had somebody who came to me and said, I need these characters for a movie. And can you get, once you set them up, can you save the file out? And I take it to somewhere and somebody do a 3D printing of this. And they did. I gave them the file after I set this 3D up. And they went to a place in California, and they actually had a sculpture made out of it.
Wow.
They have 3D printers, and they made it out of that. So the cool thing about doing it this way as well is that now, when Codename Zeus takes off, action figures will be made out of these 3D figures I have.
Cool. Well, tell you, it's amazing how time flies when you're talking about stuff you love.
Oh yeah.
So we've actually been talking for half an hour, but it's definitely been a pleasure. And Daniel, I look forward getting you back with Mark,
for
a future show when we're closer to seeing Codename Zeus in print.
Well, Mark's got his own stuff too, and I would love to plug it a little bit. He's just got his own comic book called The Death Card, and he's also written some Buffy the Vampire Slayer stuff that you know, you'd probably love to talk to him about as well. And he's really, it's, you know, I didn't normally follow Buffy, but I read his stuff, and wow, he was a great writer, and I would love to have him talk about that with you as well. So next time, just any time, we'll be happy to talk to you.
We'll definitely set that up. Give me a shout. Shoot me an email if you'd like. And when you're closer to getting Zeus out, and we'll get you back on the show.
Sounds great. Thank you, Ed.
It was a pleasure having you, Daniel.
I'd
like to thank all of our listeners for joining us for Behind the Mask on Readers Entertainment Radio.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe, and welcome to our circle.